I will present on the topic gardening on arsenic and lead contaminated brownfields. Is it safe? Urban blight and vacant lots in city areas are too often a common sight. In the US, there are approximately 425,000 brownfield sites that cover an approximately 5 million acres. These brownfields, or vacant lots as they are called, are real property, the expansion of which is compromised or complicated by the presence or the potential presence of contaminants or pollutants. Over the past decade, there has been a transformation of these brownfield sites towards neighborhood community gardens. These brownfield sites, these neighborhood gardens, which started as a means of quasi or backyard gardens, has slowly or dramatically increased. To date, there is about 18,000 community gardens present throughout the U.S. and Canada. These community gardens are all over the geographical areas of the United States and are supported by different community garden organizations. The gardeners have a varied mix, usually migrant communities or underage groups or children who really need some help in gardening. But why care? Urban soils, as we know, particularly vacant lots used for gardening, have generally associated health risks. Moreover, the contaminant distribution in these soils and the contaminant uptake is generally lacking. Primarily, I'll be looking at arsenic and lead uptake, and as we mentioned earlier by one of my collaborators, the major exposure pathway for arsenic is drinking of contaminated arsenic water, whereas for lead, the major pathway is through ingestion or soil inhalation. And the problem, as we noted earlier through numerous studies, is more acute for children. Today, I will concentrate on evaluating the effectiveness of various soil amendments and cleaning measures on plant bioavailability and bioaccessibility of these contaminants in a site that we established in Tacoma, Washington. Here we could see the arsenic distribution map in the Tacoma area. This area is very famous. We have the Puget Sound, and it's located near a former Superfund site, the Ruston Superfund site, that was named the Superfund site in 1985. You can see that we have elevated levels of arsenic to about 200 ppm. Our test plot is located on a church community garden in Tacoma, Pierce County. And first of all, we did a grid map distribution using a Trimble GPS unit, and we use an XRF analyzer to find out the amount of arsenic and lead in this area. Here's an area of the Tacoma site. The enclosed area shows the garden, and we have it's located next to a Grace Baptist Church. Throughout about 12 samples that we did at random throughout the area, we saw that we had arsenic levels ranging between 8 and 162 milligrams per kilogram, which is very high, much higher than the Washington State level of about 20 milligrams per kilogram. Whereas for lead, it was moderately elevated with as high as 427 milligrams per kilogram. The soil characterization, as we know, for urban soils, these soils are highly disturbed. The particular soil on our test plot, it's a loamy sandy soil with very low nutrient content, and it's moderately acidic. The experimental design is an RCBD for split plot arrangement, where we have two main plots, the Tagro and Dolomite amendment, and we have the control. The subplot, we have a plant type, and we had four blocks. The size of our plots was about 10 feet by 10 feet, and the split plot about 5 feet by 10 feet. Tagro is a type A biosolid that's very popular in the city of Tacoma. It's about 50% biosolid, 25% screen sand, and 25% sawdust. It has very high pH, or slightly neutral pH, about 6.6, and very high phosphorus content. The application rate is about 28 kilograms per square meter. So what we did when we, why we added the Tagro and the Dolomite, because we have both lead and arsenic. So we wanted to make sure that while we try to control for one contaminant to make it less bioavailable, we do not want to have the other contaminant increasing. So that's why we tried to have an optimum pH of about 6.8. So that's why we had the Dolomite addition. So once we had the 2 inches of the Tagro, about like 1/3 of soil to Tagro mixture, we incorporated and mixed very well with a rototiller. The plant types, as I mentioned, we used a root vegetable, a leaf, and a fruit vegetable. For the carrots, we use a red called Chantenay, and the lettuce, we use an early girl. The cleaning methods, three similar cleaning methods, as we mentioned, for kitchen cleaning, that mimicked what we use in our kitchens, and the lab cleaning using a detergent-like material of like sodium lauryl sulfate, and for peeling, for carrots, we use peeling. For the bioaccessible test, we use a PBET method as a modified PBET method following the Ruby's method, and the soil to gastric solution ratio was about 1 to 100, and we shook it on an orbital shaker for 1 hour at about 37 degrees Celsius. These are the constituents of the gastric solution, and we maintained the pH of about 2.5. The results, we look at the PBET in soils, we can see that the soil arsenic for the control and the Tagro and Dolomite addition are relatively high, about 4 times higher than the allowable level in the city of Tacoma or the state of Washington. The percent or the maximum percent bioaccessible arsenic, we can see is very low, less than 7%, whereas for lead, we have, for the control, we have about 14.2% for the control. Here we can see a reduction when we had the Tagro and Dolomite addition. In terms of the optic, we're looking at vegetable optic for arsenic. On the y-axis, we have arsenic concentration in micrograms per kilogram. We want to look at carrot. First of all, there was not a significant difference in the amendment. We didn't see any difference in the control and the Tagro and Dolomite addition. However, we did see that the peeling did have an effect, a reduction in the amount of uptake of arsenic. For the lettuce, there was definitely a significant difference and a reduction in the treatment that we applied for the Tagro and Dolomite, and the cleaning method did have an effect on reducing the amount of arsenic taken up by about 20 or 30%. For the tomatoes, again, we did have a significant difference in the Tagro and the Dolomite addition with respect to the control. And I must point out here, we only had lab cleaning because we did not have enough samples to do both cleaning measures. So we erred on the side of safety and did lab cleaning. In terms of lead uptake, On the y-axis, I have the concentration of lead in milligrams per kilogram. Very striking results. For carrots, we had a range of about 22 to about 42 milligrams per kilogram of lead. At first, we thought that was like probably not correct, or very high. But after further testing and retesting, and we finally concluded that this was indeed the value or the level or the concentration that we had. So it, as you can see, it's much higher than the codex limits of 1.5 milligrams per kilogram. That's the 2009 amended codex limits. For the Tagro amended cloth, we did see a significant difference or drop in our amendment. So that was, we're very happy about that. However, the cleaning method didn't show any change. There was no significant difference between the cleaning methods. For the lettuce, we did see a significant difference in both the treatment effect and the cleaning measures, whereas we have probably a drop of about 50% or more than 50% when we added the amendment. And for the tomatoes, also we did see a treatment effect. What can we conclude from this? Definitely, we can say that our Tagro and our Dolomite amendment significantly reduced the amount of arsenic and lead uptake in the vegetables. And then there were clear differences between the cleaning methods by the various crop types, except for carrot, where we didn't see a difference in the cleaning measures. And cleaning measures definitely affect the transfer of or the uptake of arsenic and lead. And probably we could explain that our high levels of lead in carrots probably can be attributed to our inability to meet our target level pH of about 6.8. Although we tried to meet the target level, we were not successful enough in reaching that desired level, and probably due to our loamy sand texture. Also, as we realized, both the percent bioaccessible arsenic and lead in soils are very low, at least for 7% for arsenic and for lead, ranging between 10 and 15%. In terms of ongoing research, I'll be looking at an incubation and greenhouse experiments where I'll be looking at the different mechanisms in terms of the uptake. I'll be looking at the Tagro and Dolomite additions. In addition, I'll be looking at the iron oxides, ferrihydrite, particularly ferrihydrite and geophyte. That's where I have some incubation samples. That's a preliminary test. And here I have the ferrihydrite treatment. I would like to thank the US EPA Brownfields Training Research and Technical Assistance Program, the PPACH Community Garden, that's the Department of Neighborhoods in Seattle, also Pastor Kenan and the Grace Baptist Church community, my advisor for very dedicated patience with me, and my various committee members, and my soil chemistry group and colleagues and students who help in setting up the plots and, you know, doing all of the hard work. Thank you.